5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Final score at Brayhead Arena tonight. It finished 6-5 to the Belfast Giants. With me is Joe Cullen. Joe, you came back into the team tonight. A disappointing result all round. I spoke to the two coaches. Sum it up from a player's point of view for me.
Yeah, it was a tough one to swallow there. We played good enough to win. We felt we deserved to win that one. And yeah, losing like that and going to the third with the lead and losing like that was a tough thing to take.
If you look at the game sheet, the two goals in the third period which ultimately won the game for Belfast, power play goals, it looks as though from a Brayhead point of view that penalties cost you. Would that be a fair assessment?
I would say that. I would say that all of those calls necessarily didn't need to be called, but I mean, that's the way the game goes sometimes. You can't, we're not in control of that, and we just play hard, and you know, we just got the short end of it tonight, and I mean, stuff happens like that all the time, so.
You missed the game last night. Any particular reason? Just the fact you were the 12th man?
No, my little boy got really sick, so I had to take him to the hospital overnight, so it was a scary situation, but he's recovering today, so he's doing good, so yeah, no, it was just, one of those things, kind of a fluke thing, and I had to take him in really.
Glad to hear he's better anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
But no, back in the game tonight, you back in the team. What was it like playing out there tonight? First time we've had a sellout crowd, albeit the result didn't go the team's way, but what was that like?
No, it was exciting. It was fun. They were loud, and it was, I'm sure they enjoyed the exciting game, so a lot of action, and just wish we'd have given them a win. That would have been nice.
Kevin Bergen got a hat-trick tonight as well. He doesn't score a lot of goals, but three tonight, he'll get nosebleed territory for him.
That was nice, too. Those were all nice goals. Jeez, I didn't expect that, no. But no, he played really well, and we needed it tonight, and unfortunately we came up a little short. So.
Memory serves me right, I think you went close near the end. I think there was a couple that fell for you, but they just got away from you. Heartbreaking stuff there.
Yeah, watching those things go by the outside of that there is... In a tight game like that, you really want to see those go in. And I mean, if we're gonna pull this out here, we gotta start putting those in when the time matters.
Belfast are a top team, 11 points clear. They are at the top of the league. They've always been the team to beat as far as this season goes. Mm-hmm. How did Brayhead compare with a team like that?
We were just as good as they were tonight. I thought we were the better team tonight. We played well. We played good enough to win. And I mean, if we play like that, we're gonna be better than anybody, I think. And we have the goaltending and the defense and forwards to compete with anybody in the league, and if we play like we did there tonight, I think we'll be fine.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Joe.
Yep.
Kenton Smith joins me now. Kenton, well, off the back of that 6-5 loss to Belfast, moving on to Edinburgh Capitals tomorrow. They suffered a 7-1 loss tonight at Hull. It's a very different game for you tomorrow, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, the thing is, you can never take anybody lightly in this league. It's, you know, the league has changed since I first started, and you know, any team can beat anybody any given night here. And you know, we're just going to take it as, you know, just another important game. And obviously, we need the 2 points. So after losing obviously these last two, we need to keep up with Belfast for that first place spot.
Edinburgh started the season poorly, they picked up, but they seem to have hit a slump again. How dangerous a team is that to play, looking ahead to tomorrow?
You know, they do have some very highly skilled guys, you know, and their coaches, he's a good coach, and he coaches them well, I think, and they play their systems well, so we just have to go in there and play rough, play mean, and you know, and then I think that'll break him down a lot.
You're talking about different qualities as well, with the greatest of respect to Edinburgh. You've played the top of the league tonight. You're playing bottom of the league tomorrow. How does a team like Brayhead prepare for that?
You know, we just... Yeah, it's... Like I keep saying, you know, it's you can't take any games lightly. You know, you definitely can't, because that's when it's going to bite you in the butt. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to get on that bus. We're going to be refocused here. And we're going to come back with hopefully 2 points.
Bouncing back, obviously, on the back of a disappointing defeat tonight is key, but Edinburgh won't make it easy for you out there.
Oh, definitely not. You know, hopefully, I want to say a few things, but about a couple things, but sure. I definitely won't. But yeah, like I said, we're going to go in there. We're going to play our game, get back to winning ways here, and get rolling again.
Excellent. Thanks very much.
Perfect. Thank you.